What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi there, Gabby here. This podcast is intended to educate, inspire, and support you on your personal journey towards inner peace. I'm not a psychologist or a medical doctor and do not offer any professional health or medical advice. If you are suffering from a psychological or medical condition, please seek help from a qualified health professional.
My friends, I have been shouting from the rooftops that my Gabby coaching app is officially here. It is here. It's something that I've been working on for 2 years. It is, well, really, I've been working on it for 18 years. My body of work is in an app. You can access me anywhere, anytime. You can have me on speed dial. You've got all these beautiful meditations, hundreds of meditations, workshops, coaching every single week. It's pretty epic. I use it. I'm getting text messages from my friends, my husband, my team members. They're like, this is the best thing ever. You can get it for free. You can try it for 7 days for free at deargabby.com/app. But here's the most exciting thing. Right here, right now, is the absolute best time to join or even just to try the free trial. Because on October 1st, there is a relationship challenge, a 14-day relationship challenge that's starting inside the app. So all my challenges, my manifesting challenge, my relationship challenge, meditation challenge, body love challenge, future challenges, they're all inside this app. And the relationship challenge is totally exclusive just to my app members. So if you're struggling with any relationships in your life, go try the 7-day free trial and do the first 7 days of the relationship challenge starting October 1st. You could stay on, do the whole thing, whatever you decide, but try it out. Give yourself the opportunity to just explore the affirmations, the meditations, the coaching, and right now, the relationship challenge. It's starting October 1st. Get in there. Try it for 7 days free. See if you dig it. It's deargabby.com/app. This is the absolute next best thing to having me as your personal coach. I swear to God, people have been coming up to me on the streets being like, oh my God, I'm in the app. It's so good. It's like I can talk to you every day, Gabby. So if you like this podcast, you like this show, you like what I'm doing, you like my books, the app is the absolute best place to be if you're into this content. So head over to deargabby.com/app. Try 7 days free. Hey there. Welcome to Dear Gabby. I'm your host, Gabby Bernstein. And if you landed here, it is absolutely no accident. It means that you're ready to feel good and manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Let's get started. Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back. One of the many things I love about this show is how much I learn throughout the process and that I can get super nerdy about the things I'm super into, particularly the wellness stuff that isn't my expertise, but it's something that I'm really passionate about. And I know my audience is really passionate about this stuff as well. And right now I'm really focused on how to keep up my muscle mass. So I decided to do an entire episode with an expert on this topic, and particularly how we can use exercise and aminos and make different food choices to really keep us in alignment with our muscles. And so This is my selfish podcast episode where I really get my own information that I need. With me today in the studio is the co-founder and CEO of Keon, Angelo Keeley. It's a super cool supplement company, but their biggest focus is on aminos. And I loved this conversation because it taught me a lot about what happens to our body as we age, and specifically what happens to our muscles, which is my biggest concern at the moment, and how we can continue to support our physical well-being at any age. Then we talked a lot about protein. We talked a lot about aminos. We talked a lot about these secrets to longevity. So if you are wanting to know the most important secrets to your longevity, then you're going to want to listen to this episode. I get super nerdy. I get super excited. I also walked away with a ton of information. So dive in, listen, enjoy my conversation with Angelo Keeley. Angelo, welcome to Dear Gabby.
Gabby, thanks for having me.
I'm really, really, really excited that you're here because you are the co-founder of Keon, one of my favorite brands. And I, in this stage in my life, am really looking for all the supplements, products, anything out there that can really support my longevity. I'm turning 44 in November. It's middle-aged. Somehow I'm f***ing middle-aged. And I know a lot of people in my audience, whether they're in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, they're all really caring more than ever about their inner being, but not just their inner being, but their performance, their energy levels. People are just wellness hacking their way through the world. But you have a very clear through line that can sort of wash over all the other mess and the noise and give people exactly what they need when it comes to muscle and longevity and overall energy and well-being. So that's why I'm pumped that you're here. Okay.
Well, I'm pumped to be here for the same reason.
Yeah.
To share the story.
We don't have to get into too much backstory, but I want to hear a little bit about why you decided to devote your life to getting people on amino acids, getting people to really think about their longevity, their strength, their endurance, their overall well-being. Why?
It started with my childhood, I think, like many of us. You try to understand why you do things. And oftentimes you go back and you find like, wow, like at my earliest roots, there are seeds planted.
Always.
And pretty obviously, I was actually raised in a family that was really into natural health and into protein and amino acid nutrition. My parents owned a natural health food store.
Okay, so your parents are like my heroes. I grew up with a hippie mom. I was always in a health food store. My favorite, happiest place is in a health food store. Carry on.
Yeah, I still like remember like the smells of like,
yeah,
the
totally.
Hippie health
such
food stores.
A strong smell.
As a kid, yeah.
It's like a mix between like celery and incense or something. Yes. That smell. Okay, carry on.
I would say that was like our core focus in many ways.
Yeah.
Like nutrition and physical fitness. And I think nutrition from a standpoint of whole foods and really thinking about like what are the things you put in your body.
Yeah.
And we supplemented too. Like we took vitamins and we took very specific supplements like amino acids. And I learned at an early age about why, you know. So I started getting taught about it. And there's just the faith is kind of put in you when it's what
totally.
Your parents do.
Totally.
And I think I just, you know, I kind of went along that path for many years. And my parents were also entrepreneurs. So in my spirit was a wild child. I don't know how else to say it.
Yeah.
And so when I got into adolescence, I got into a lot of trouble. I kind of provoked a lot of intense experiences. Mm-hmm. I had a pretty intense near-death experience when I was 16. Mm. And recovering from that, I just started seeking out like what works, you know, how do I heal myself physically and mentally. I had a pretty serious injury on my knee where my patella tendon was severed. So to not learn to walk again, but to really recover my function and be able to like move again, but also just recover mentally and spiritually from what it meant to get that injured. Mm-hmm. I turned to things like meditation and spiritual practices. I turned to acupuncture. And nutrition honestly played a bigger role than I think I could have ever imagined.
Yeah.
And I started to understand why my parents were so into it as a kid. Mm-hmm. And one of those things was protein nutrition.
Yeah.
And I started realizing that this is what really turned into why so much of what I do now, what I care about now is around protein and amino acid nutrition, is that it actually is the building blocks of our body. We eat carbs and we eat fat and those other two major macronutrients for fuel. We eat protein because it's actually what builds our body. It's what rebuilds our heart, our liver, our kidneys. It's what helps maintain our muscle. It's what the metabolites of protein are what turn into neurotransmitters. So literally our emotions are basically like the metabolites of proteins.
Yeah.
And if you don't eat quality, you don't eat enough, your whole life is going to be impacted. It's going to impact not just your muscle, which I think lots of people think about protein around like physical mm-hmm. fitness. Mm-hmm. It's going to impact how you think, how you feel, how your immune system functions, how long you live. And so it became a really big focus for me in you know, I think the rest of my life. It was fast forward like 20 years
later,
or 15 years later when I finally founded Keon. But I think that's one of those things where the thread starts early in your life and then it
takes
its own form.
My mom would bring me to ashrams and teach me how to meditate. And so, of course, that's the career path I chose because it brought so much to me then as a kid, right? So, or it could go the other way, but we luckily found our path through that.
Yeah.
So, okay, let's talk protein because, again, I'm turning 44. I always had a six pack. It was just one of those people that, that's not true. I worked out. I don't eat sugar. I did a lot. Like, I could have easily gone another way. But it wasn't so hard for me to maintain muscle. And in fact, I would build muscle really quickly. So I was the girl in the gym with like 3 pound weights, you know? And I was like, everyone's like, get a bigger weight. I'm like, no, this is great for me. And then here I am and I turn 40 and it started to get a little different. Then I had 2 pregnancies and body changes. And now I'm like 40, almost 44. And I'm like, where the hell is my muscle? And so tell me why protein and Keon are so important for my muscle because I need help.
So, yeah, the way that protein works generally in your body is that all of, as I described earlier, our organs, our muscle tissue, all these things are made up of proteins. Literally, the tissues themselves are made up of proteins. And the way the protein works is that it's in a constant state of turnover. That means it's breaking down and it's rebuilding. And it breaks down and it rebuilds so it can be refreshed in a way. And you can get new, good, better proteins. But when that happens, you discard some of the old proteins. And when you discard them, what you really do is there's these little amino acids. That's the first time I guess I'll introduce this word we'll talk about today.
Yeah.
Amino acids are these building blocks of the proteins themselves. Some of them, you basically just pee them out.
Yeah.
That's the simplest way of describing it. And so you must eat new proteins to rebuild all those other proteins. And as your body ages, you get worse at that.
Yeah.
That's really the simplest way of describing it. When you eat protein and your body tries to digest it and break it down, you don't digest it as well as you used to. When those little amino acids that make up the protein try to stimulate the development of new proteins, they don't do it as well. So unfortunately, you have to eat a lot more protein or you have to find another way to get the essential amino acids that are in the protein. Why you eat protein in the first place is these 9 essential amino acids. You have to find another way to get them that will stimulate the protein synthesis to the degree that it did when you were younger.
Right.
So for example, when you're, say, when you were 25, and you had protein, let's say you had 20 grams of protein in some fish or something. When you now do that at 45, it has about half the impact as it used to have.
Oh my God, half?
I mean, it depends on kind of your body. It could have up to half. If you're the type of person that naturally like couldn't even really lift weights because it just you immediately put on muscle, it meant that your body was very good at stimulating new protein synthesis. So maybe you're like, you know, it's 60% as well for you. But
50.
Starting at 40, every decade, it gets worse and worse.
Oh God.
So you really have to think even more critically about eating not just enough protein, but really quality protein and getting protein with the essential amino acids in them.
How much protein should I be gunning for every day?
So the recommended daily allowance, which is really a medical, you know, guideline for the bare minimum you should have. So like, you don't have hair loss so that you don't have, you don't have organ malfunction, is about 0.4 grams per pound of body weight. So for simple math, if you weighed 100 pounds, that'd be 40 grams of protein. If you weighed 200 pounds, that'd be 80 grams of protein. But if you want to live vibrantly, if you want to be like fit, if you want to be active, if you want to age, you know, very well, then you really want to be aiming more towards a gram of protein per pound of body weight. So if you weigh 100 pounds, that's 100 grams of protein.
Whoa.
If you weigh 200 pounds, it's 200 grams of protein. Yeah. A lot of people, they're like, whoa.
I know.
I'm like not eating that.
I'm like, So how would I do that? Obviously, you're helping me.
Yeah. So to get protein, if you're, let's say you're just trying to do it with whole food, there are some really great solutions like Greek yogurt.
Okay.
You could take a whey protein type powder. Uh-huh. You could take eggs are a great source. And then naturally meats are all pretty high in protein. But yeah, for some people, it's like, man, I don't want to be like a bodybuilder eating little chicken breasts all throughout the day.
Yeah.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. My friends, trust me when I say I know how stressful life can be. I know I have a beautiful life, but I'm not free of stress. There's a lot of anxiety. There's a lot of moments of like complete chaos, truly. What if I told you that you could just alleviate some of that stress and anxiety and you could just have a support system? That's where therapy comes in. Before I got on to record this ad, I was literally in a therapy session with my therapist who I've worked with for over a decade, and I was just unloading all my stuff and just receiving so much support. I could not live with this emotional peace that I have without her. And I just want to make sure that this is a resource that more and more people can have. And that's why I love BetterHelp. BetterHelp quickly and easily connects you with a licensed therapist who can take you on a journey of self-discovery from wherever you are. It's convenient, it's flexible, it's affordable, and entirely online. And you have the option of doing your sessions on the phone or a video call. And it can fit into your schedule, whatever you need. All you have to do to get started is just fill out a brief questionnaire and BetterHelp matches you with a licensed therapist. Get a break from your thoughts with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/deargabby today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/deargabby. Visit betterhelp.com/deargabby today to get 10% off your first month. I love a daily routine, and I like the idea of habit stacking. And you can literally build these major habits in your life that have the potential to change your life by taking these small actions. For me, I have lots of them. I have my bedtime wind down routine. I have my daily meditation practice. I have my workout routine. These are constant habits in my life. And I have my supplement routine. I literally keep this glass jar right by my coffee maker. So it's right there before I even drink my coffee. And I open that little glass jar, take this seed so I can make it part of my daily routine. Taking seed is super easy. I take 2 capsules once a day on an empty stomach. Seed's DS1 Daily Symbiotic has 4 specific probiotic strains that have shown to promote healthy skin. It promotes your gut, and it really helps digestion. And Seed doesn't stop there. Their prebiotic compounds help you fuel probiotics, giving them the nourishment that they need to thrive. And a lot of people don't know that. Some of your probiotics might not be working. So this means restored balance in your digestion and a more energized mind and body. And that glow. Seed is also committed to using eco-friendly materials, delivering the DS1 Daily Symbiotic to you monthly in sustainable packaging. Start a new healthy habit today. Visit seed.com/deargabby and use code DEARGABBY to redeem 30% off your first month of Seed's DS1 Daily Symbiotic. That's seed.com/deargabby and use code DEARGABBY.
So the part that I didn't mention about the protein a second ago is that inside of a gram of protein, what you're really trying to get are the essential amino acids.
Okay.
And in very high quality protein, let's just say eggs, about 40-45% is essential amino acids. So less than half of it is the essential aminos. The other half are other types of amino acids that you don't need as much.
Okay.
And actually, when you eat the egg, you either turn some of those into sugars or you pee them out. So you don't actually use...
It's not even really getting you exactly what you need.
Well, I mean, it's a good whole food,
right,
but you can't use all of it to stimulate new protein synthesis. And
got
so
it.
One of the opportunities with something like an essential amino acid supplement is that it's 100% the essential amino acids.
Okay.
So compared to egg, it has twice as much, like gram for gram, because I'm not taking any of the other amino acids with it.
Mm.
If I'm comparing it to a plant source, you know, like rice and beans, it's like 6, 7, 8 times the amount. So if you're plant-based, then
you really need to supplement.
Supplementing can have a really big impact,
yeah,
because it's just so much more concentrated.
Yeah.
And then digestion comes into it as well. As I said, as you age, you're not as good at digesting the proteins, actually breaking them down. With an essential amino acid supplement, you don't have to digest it. It immediately is absorbed into your body and goes into your bloodstream. So this is giving an example of an older demographic, but with women in their 60s, essential amino acids have over 6 times the impact of whole food protein.
Whoa.
Yeah. So like a 3-gram serving of essential amino acids compared to 20 grams of whey protein, which is a very high quality protein in terms of essential amino acids, had the same amount of protein synthesis.
So it's a scoop a day, right? That's how I've been doing it.
I think that's the easiest way to start. I mean, I think with all health, it's really about adherence. We can talk all day about the science, blah, 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 or you should do this training instead of that one. And it's like, you either exercise or you don't.
Yeah.
You either eat good foods or you don't.
Yeah.
And so I think with something like this, the easiest way to start is just you do a scoop first thing in the morning.
And that water, I've been putting it in water, but I've been tempted to put it in my smoothie.
Yeah, you can put it in smoothie if you want. Yeah, it doesn't affect its efficacy at all.
Okay.
But yeah, I like putting it in like ice cold water and shaking it up. And just do it first thing in the morning.
Okay.
It's not the kind of thing that you only have to do once a day. Like similar to protein, it's not like, oh, I had my eggs this morning, so I'm done with protein. Mm-hmm. You can do it. You can take Keonaminos multiple times a day and you get more and more benefit.
Okay.
But I think the easiest way to start is like just do a scoop first thing in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And you're basically kickstarting your day with the active components of protein, which again are going to support all of your immune function, your fitness, your body composition in many ways, which is a whole nother interesting subject that I think people don't understand how important protein and amino acids are for just, you know, having less fat and having more lean muscle.
Oh, 100%. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, great. Let's go there.
Yeah. So I think one important thing that people should understand when you eat, this is like a big tip for people, is that when you eat carbohydrates or fat or protein, they don't all have the same metabolic effect. When you eat protein, it actually stimulates your body to burn more calories just in eating the protein. And that's because of breaking down the protein, but also because when you eat protein, it makes you build new proteins in your body. Mm-hmm. It's an energy dependent activity.
Right.
Right. So you actually burn a lot more calories when you just eat the protein. If you consume essential amino acids, you're having a very small dose of something you're consuming and it's stimulating that much more calorie burn. So just think, if you're eating protein or you're taking essential amino acids, you're burning a lot more calories just from the activity of doing it than if you're eating carbohydrates or fat.
Okay.
On top of that though, is that we all just have what's called a resting metabolic rate. If we just sit here or you lie down in your bed all day long, you're going to burn calories. Like you're just going to burn calories because…
Oh, so I can lie in bed all day?
Yeah, you can lie in bed all day. I mean, you definitely have to…
I'm not one of those.
You have to eat less if you're going to move that much less.
Exactly.
Yeah. But yeah, you literally burn calories by just doing nothing. If you have more lean muscle, you burn more calories when you do nothing because you have more of this physical mass of these proteins that need to be rebuilt.
Okay.
So if you replace a pound of fat in your body with a pound of muscle, so I'm not saying like you're getting like crazy, bulky, big type person, just like slightly improving the tone of your body, that alone will make you burn more calories every single day because the muscle in your body requires more calories than the fat in your body does.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So it's like a reinforcing cycle. You consume more protein and more essential amino acids. It makes you burn more calories. It helps you build and maintain more lean muscle. And that lean muscle then helps you burn more calories. When you understand that, it becomes such an obvious foundational piece of anyone that wants to look good, feel young, maintain their health and vibrancy as they age. You can't ignore it.
Yeah. I remember a girlfriend of mine, she's got her own businesses and stuff, and she's super into this. And she said, girlfriend, you're 40. You better start upping your intake of protein. I was like, oh, I know it's something we take for granted. So there's the 40-something plus that I'm going to represent here. And then I want to talk about how it may support folks when they're younger as well. So for where I'm at, I know that I need to up that protein. I need my aminos, thanks to you. I also know that when I work out consistently, I can maintain the muscle. But whereas 5-10 years ago, I could work out twice a week and have killer muscles. Now it's if I stop for a week, gone.
Mm-hmm.
Gone, gone, gone. So of course I have to consistently exercise as part of it, but I need these additional practices, whether it's meats, whether it's eggs, whether it's any form of protein plus the aminos to keep it going at this age. It's really clear.
Yeah. And I would say also for younger people, it's the same story. If I'm talking to someone younger, what I want to communicate to them is start building and maintaining your body now so that when you're in your 40s, when you're in your 50s, when you're in your 60s, you're not feeling like you're having to play catch up.
That's great.
You know, it really is. It's one of those things where it's like a savings account. And I think the savings account mindset works for all kinds of things. It obviously works for like finances, but it also works, I think, for like mental and spiritual health. Like if you devote more time to meditating, you develop more and more stillness inside of you. You develop more and more presence that you can then utilize as you age.
Yeah.
It's the exact same thing with physical health. If you focus on eating well when you're younger and you focus on maintaining activity levels, as you age, it will become easier. And so, like you, someone who, even if you were exercising a couple times a week when you're younger, but you were being smart about what you ate, I promise you, your feeling of like where you're at now at 44 is much different than someone who didn't.
I bet you're right.
So it's like, if you want to look this good, is what I would say. If you want to look as good as Gabby when you're 44, like you need to, you need to think about it when you're in your 20s. It's not just a given.
I appreciate that, because I was brought up homeopathic, in and out of health food stores, much like yourself. So as a child, I built up a palate for the health food store food, right? Like if you put a bag of Cheetos in front of me, I would say, get that shit out of my face, right? If I needed a snack, I'd get like an organic tortilla or something like this, right? So I'm super conscious. I have always been. And I do agree with you that that commitment and that early days, like really in your 20s and 30s, really, I got sober at 25. So not only did I get sober and deeply spiritual, I also started really caring about my well-being and healing my brain from cocaine and really just rebuilding. And that I do believe is the effect of in some ways being in better shape than I was in college, you know, although I can't get the muscle to stay along that long forever.
Although I really think now, if you start applying even more of the protein tips I'm giving you and up the essential amino acids.
Twice a day now?
Yeah, do it twice a day. I mean, take it first time in the morning. This is how I typically advise people to take it. There's three main ways. One is long gaps between meals. So if you're the type of person that goes like 6 hours between meals, like take this in between those meals. Because every 3 hours you go without consuming some type of protein, you go into net muscle loss. Because what happens is all of your organs, they have to keep rebuilding their proteins.
Yeah.
And if there's no amino acids in your blood, well, where are they going to get it from? Your heart's not just going to like stop rebuilding its proteins.
Right.
Your muscle is what gets sacrificed. So actually your muscle is not only your source of strength and endurance for your body, it's the reservoir of amino acids to help rebuild all the other proteins in your body. I'm not saying like worry about it, but if you can, like every few hours, have a little bit of protein or have some amino acids.
That's essential amino acids. That's a very, very good hack right there. Thank you. Because I am the kind of person that could sit at my desk all day when I'm working and like forget to eat lunch. You know, I need the aminos in my office, right? Now, that's not a common thing. I try not to do that, but I'm on the run. You know, I'm working and everybody's busy and they need their solutions. And so I think that's such a nice way to put it. Put the aminos in the middle of those meals to keep
going. Just throw like a few aminos packets in your purse.
Exactly.
And then
yeah.
If you find yourself in a situation where it's like, I realize it's been a few hours. And in some cases, people are like, well, is there a snack? But there's like no good food or good options around. It's a great option. So between big gaps between meals, which naturally first thing in the morning is a great example of that.
Yeah,
like you haven't eaten for, you know, 12 hours, most people. Mm-hmm. Another good example of it is if you have really low protein meals. Like sometimes maybe you're going out to lunch and there's like, you're going to have a salad, but there's like not really a good meat option, or if you're plant-based, like they don't have quinoa and beans and other good healthy plant proteins for you, you can compensate by having some key on essential amino acids right then.
I'm going to be that woman who's like in the restaurant, like, excuse me, I just have to pour my key on into my drink. I'm going to have a stack of them in my bag when I travel. I've already gone through like half of you have like these little like cases for the aminos. I've gone through half of it and it's, and I have to say, I wasn't able to work out for 2 weeks just given my schedule and I don't feel nearly as taken down from the standpoint of my muscle than I would have maybe a few months ago before I started. So I swear it's working.
So some really famous studies were actually sponsored by NASA.
Yeah.
Specifically because astronauts go into space and they have no resistance training. So you said you couldn't work out for 2 weeks. They can't work out at all, right? For months. So they did a study where they put people at bed rest for 28 days. No movement. Like you're just lying in bed, going to the bathroom in your bed, et cetera. And they supplemented them with essential amino acids. And what happened after 28 days was no net muscle loss. Like that should blow people's
minds.
That
might be what's happening to me right now.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, like if you're at bed rest, typically you get injured, you'll lose all your muscle.
Everything.
Your legs will shrink up.
Like a skinny little,
if you supplement with essential amino acids in a sufficient amount, now that's an extreme case. And they were trying to figure out how to solve problems with astronauts. They literally were able to have no muscle loss from these participants. Now it was higher doses, it was multiple times a day. But if you're someone who's staying active and you're still kind of eating, it can have a really big impact. Another example is, and this is kind of unheard of typically, but one of the people from my team recently tried to, they wanted to cut a lot of fat. And he wasn't like, he was an overweight guy. He's a pretty fit guy, but he just wanted to like get lean cut, whatever. So he wanted to lose 20, 25 pounds. And he modified his nutrition. He focused more on protein. And he kept up a very high intake of essential amino acids every day. He lost the 20, 25 pounds and no muscle loss.
Cool.
Most people who lose that amount of fat, you just naturally lose muscle too because you're cutting so many calories.
Yeah.
But by ensuring that he was maintaining the essential amino acids, he was able to maintain all of his muscle. So it's real. Like you saying you didn't work out for a couple of weeks, but you kept taking the key on aminos.
Yeah.
You really can maintain your muscle. I mean, you're not going to maintain like speed and endurance and strength if you never exercise.
Yeah.
But
I can get back in the gym and probably be quick to build that muscle back even more. And I've maintained more than I thought I would. So we've got this protein kick, which I think I'm grateful to you because I don't see a lot of founders of any amino acid company really being a spokesperson for it and really getting out there and carrying the message and telling the why. You have a lot of products, but that this like one hero product is the thing that you're really wanting to make. Because my guess is that's the one that is going to make the difference for every other supplement as well, right? Like if we're taking one of your supplements to sleep, taking the aminos during the day will only benefit that, right?
Yeah, what I would say is when you think about anything in life, right, you have to prioritize. You have to choose like what's going to be most important over other things. And I think one of the very first things that I would advise everyone to consider is your daily essential amino acid intake, because that's what's going to predict how much lean muscle you maintain, how well your organs function over the long term, and it's going to have one of the closest correlations overall to just your whole life and your health. So yeah, it's like it's the foundation. And if you have that kind of a healthy daily intake, you're going to be able to maintain higher activity levels. You're going to have better body composition. It's going to support you in sleeping better. So yeah, it's like that foundational supplement for more vibrant living. That said, it doesn't do everything.
So I'm going to have the energy of my four-year-old.
I don't know if you're going to have the inner, because I think they have like the spirit of a four-year-old too.
There's
that one,
spirit,
I got to figure out how to recapture that.
There is hardcore toddler, well, he's not even a toddler, kid energy. It's like blasting through the house. I wish I had some.
I am one of those people that wants a healthy deodorant, and it can get tough to find those products that actually work. They leave you kind of sweating through your t-shirt, pretty much stinky by the end of the day. And that's why I'm freaking out, obsessed with Lumi, this whole body deodorant. It's for pits, privates, and beyond. And get this, Lumi was created by an OBGYN. That OBGYN firsthand saw how normal body odor was being diagnosed. And she also discovered that odor isn't just an underarm thing, but really an overall thing. So she developed Lumi, a pH-optimized deodorant that is clinically proven to control odor everywhere for up to 72 hours. I love it because I can take it with me everywhere I go. When I give a live talk, that is when I need it most. And seriously, Lumi is the first of its kind, a deodorant that is truly safe to use anywhere on your body, pits, underarms, your boobs, belly, button, even your feet. And unlike some deodorants, they try to mask odor with fragrance. Lumi is formulated and powered by mandelic acid to stop odor before it starts. It's like a pre-odorant. It's aluminum-free, paraben-free, and baking soda-free. Lumi's starter pack is perfect for new customers. I love their mini body wash. As a special offer for listeners, new customers get $5 off of a Lumi starter pack with code DEARGABBY at LumiPodcast.com. That equates to 40% off your starter pack when you visit LumiPodcast.com and use code DEARGABBY, LumiPodcast.com, and use code DEARGABBY.
In terms of this space, so you had this introduction to all these different kinds of supplements and things, and this is the one you chose because of your own healing path. And so now that there's this one single pointed focus of really focusing on these products, but specifically the aminos, what do you think is the core message that you want people to take away for why? What is the most important thing I'm going to get out of this? So they can say, hell yes, I want that.
Essential amino acids are the building blocks of life.
Right.
I think that's like, if you can understand that this is not something that you need to modify some other part of your body or it's some kind of fuel source, it's literally the thing that's going to help you rebuild all the functions of your body that are most critical to living.
Yeah.
That if you can grasp that and you can grasp that you've probably been neglecting it to some standpoint, mm-hmm. and you haven't been getting enough of it. And if you can make this one foundational change through whole food nutrition and potentially through supplementation, then you can see huge impacts in the rest of your life.
Mm. Right on. So how many supplements do you take in a day?
Like scoops or pills or types? I think I take like 5 to 6 different supplements.
Yeah.
And they're all Keon supplements. Yeah. They're the ones that I think are the most important.
You made them. Yeah, exactly.
And not just that. I mean, it's not like because
no, but you
I made them or our team made them. But
what
it's,
you want in there. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we just, you know, we do a lot of research into what is actually most important for people. What's going to have the greatest impact for the most number of people. And those are the products we make. And then we make them at the highest quality. So, I mean, I want the most important products and I want them at the
You're
highest quality. So that's what
that
I'm going to
focus. Take. Yeah. You better not.
Or not
right?
give to my, you know, I'll give to my kids.
Well,
and
the
give to my wife
had.
And give
Could
to my
I
family.
Could I give my kids some Keon? Is that okay?
So I give my kids Keon Aminos every single day.
Okay.
And I do it specifically in the context of when they're super active.
Yeah.
We have higher protein and amino acid needs.
How old
active.
Are these children?
They're 8 and 10.
Okay.
So but they've been on it for years.
So 5 is okay too, right?
Yeah. I mean, they've been on them for
the
years.
The same package I take. That he
yeah.
Can. Okay, cool.
But they're really active. Like one's yeah. into gymnastics, other one's yeah. into basketball. So around sports activities, it's really important because it helps their little muscles and their mm-hmm. tissues mm-hmm. basically perform better and to recover better so they have better growth opportunities from it. And then also, little kids sometimes, like I'm constantly trying to be like, well, could you have a little bit of protein? You know, it's
can't.
Like, were you tuna fish or kid, were you this or that?
This
or
is like, finally, my kid's starting to eat meat and I'll hear him like in the living room and he'll scream, Mommy, I need steak. He says all he wants to eat is steak. It's the funniest thing. I mean, this is a kid who never ate any protein. So we're on the right track.
When I have a hard time getting them to eat protein, this is my solution. I'm like, well, if you don't want to eat protein, will you have some Keon Aminos? And they happily do it now. And,
it tastes good.
And they get it and it tastes good.
Yeah.
You know, I try to get them to focus on learning habits of eating good, high quality proteins. And their kids, sometimes they only want to eat macaroni and cheese.
That's
and
what
I'm
it's
like,
gonna be.
But I'm like, but I know that if they don't get these essential amino acids, it's going to affect their mood. It's going to affect their energy levels. I'm going to deal with a cranky kid later on.
Oh my
on.
God, I'm going to try
it's going to deal with like health. Yeah. The one thing I would say is just consult
doctor,
your child's healthcare practitioner because
yeah.
every single child's different.
You're right.
And that's always yeah. the best thing to do.
Okay, beautiful. I got that.
Yeah.
Now, what are you most excited about right now, business, personally, professionally? What are you most excited about?
My family.
Yeah.
I just like love my family
yeah.
so much.
Yeah.
So I think it's…
Yeah. And you're a young dad. How old are you?
I'm 39.
Oh, baby. Not even in your 40s. I you look even younger than 39. So
oh,
whatever you're doing is working. But I think that when you're in your late 30s and 40s and you have small children, well, you were even younger when they were really little. But it's just such a gift to them to be able to have that stamina to keep up with them and not always be like, I'm tired, I'm this, I'm that.
Yeah, it's like influenced me and motivated me to a next level, having children. I think having children is definitely, that and getting married have been the most positive impacts on my life. I was saying recently to someone, you know, being a dad is my favorite thing after being a kid.
That's beautiful. That's so beautiful. Yeah.
And it really does motivate me to be really healthy.
Yeah.
To be really healthy in my mind and like what's going on in my mental states
yeah.
and how present and aware and thoughtful I am, how mm-hmm. I treat them, how I teach them how to be through my behaviors in terms of like relationships, but also really through physical fitness. Do they see me as someone that goes out for a run? Do they see me as someone that exercises, that goes to classes, that's able to participate in some kind of sport? And then do they see themselves in that way too? Like,
yeah.
do they like, and not that that's all that life is about, but if you don't have that physical capability and that physical modeling to your children, then they may not see it for themselves.
They do what you do.
Yeah.
They are sponges. And, you know, I think that there's something quite beautiful about we were talking about the spirit of a child and the energy of a child, but really giving yourself enough protein, enough exercise, good sleep, amino acids. Really making that commitment to yourself and your energy is probably the greatest gift you can give to your kids. Because I know when I'm exhausted from a day of work and I come home and I don't have that energy or that stamina, it takes a toll on him. He just wants to play. He's an only child. He just wants to play with me and my husband. And sometimes I'm just tanked. So whatever I can do to maintain that energy all throughout the day is going to benefit him so greatly.
It's so true. When I come home and I'm like present and happy and joyful and aware and not seeking some kind of escape, whether that's I've been at work all day, so I want to like watch something or be on my phone or have a drink or eat something that's maybe not good for me. And I'm really just like present. There's nothing, I don't know of anything greater I can do for my children. I can try to make up all kinds of lessons and talks and blah, blah, blah stuff for them. But just literally being present for
them. That's all they want.
Consistently. That's all they want. Every day. And on that same point, when I don't eat well, I mean, this is one of the things where I just say, start with a scoop of Keon Aminos in the morning. Just start with essential amino acids first thing.
Yeah.
It's because it gets you in the habit and the ritual of thinking about that throughout the day.
Okay.
Thinking about, have I had protein? If I haven't, have I taken some essential amino acids? It's going to keep me from eating less sugar. It's going to make me want to focus more on healthy whole foods like vegetables and proteins, et cetera. It's like the first commitment I make in the day towards to like smart nutrition.
Yeah.
And if I start the day, I don't know, with like a pastry or something like that, I'm going to be on this blood sugar thing. I don't have protein. So my neurotransmitters and my mood's all dysregulated, plus the blood sugar roller coaster. Then I'm probably going to have a less healthy lunch. And then by the time I get home, I probably want to have alcohol or it's like, you're in a mess. Make the first thing you do in the morning, whatever you do, you know, mentally and spiritually, whether it's journaling or meditating, you know, if it's for nutrition, make the first nutrition thing like a good commitment to your day.
I can even take it to another level, right? So let's say you're in your kitchen, you're about to pour your coffee. And before you have anything else, you just take your scoop of Kion and
that's what I do.
And when you do it, here's what I'm gonna add a Gabby moment. Okay. When you do it, saying a prayer over the water glass, right? So you could say, thank you for giving me the protein and resources I need for this day. And that combo of the spiritual alignment, intention, energy infused into the water with the product, I promise will make it having an even greater impact. So for myself, when I set myself up with those positive intentions from the get-go, my day unfolds perfectly.
I love that. I'm going to start doing that. I mean, it is the first thing I do. Like that is the first thing I do before coffee.
Yeah.
But I love the idea of actually turning it into
a ritual, an intentional with a prayer.
Yeah. Yeah. Making it more sacramental in a way, like really like honoring moment. I love that.
Yeah. And
because it is, it's a commitment to myself and to what I'm praying the day may be.
That's right. And when we put in positive intention into our food or our supplements or whatever it might be, we are giving it energy, giving it our commitment, our energy, and that focus is not a small thing. That's everything. That intention throughout the day. Yeah. I also love one small thing. That's why I love a powder. It's like, whole glass of water, you know, look at this powder. There have been times in my life where I'd open drawers and drawers and drawers of supplements, or like every cabinet was filled with this and filled with that and filled with this. And I'm so happy today that I've pared it all down, my protein shake, your products, and making sure I'm getting like the right D's and C's and all that. But at the same time, not piling on all these supplements, like a crazy person, like, you know, 50 supplements a day wasn't really working for me anymore.
Yeah, I think it's, for me, it just becomes like too much. I mean, I admitted earlier, I take like 5 or 6 a day. And
that's not even close to what I was dealing with.
Yeah. And I mean, like, and that's someone who's like
100 balls a day.
Yeah, I mean, that's someone who was raised in this space and I'm like work actively in the space, founded a company around it.
Yeah.
I like to have a more minimalist, easy to adhere to set of health kind of practices because I don't want to be stressed out or like counting all my different things or I don't want it to be all complicated. I want life to be honestly like a child. I want it to be more simple and free and happy and vibrant. And so what's the one thing I can do versus like the 25 I need to do to, and then I got to like, you know,
I also
put on this mask and then connect to that thing and then turn on this light and then.
I know exactly. Get my Normatec boots out and I've got my red light and I'm like, wellness girl.
Yeah,
but it's cool. It is cool that these things like, you know, I've been doing HBOT, like hyperbaric oxygen chambers, and these things are really helpful, cryo and all of it. But not everybody has access to all that stuff. Or not everyone could afford it or have access to it or has the time for it. You know, you go to an HBOT, and like a hyperbaric chamber, you have to go for an hour and a half. You're lying there, you know? So I just think that you have to have these products in your back pocket that you can literally lean on to support you and your overall well-being. So before we close out, I just want to hear some of your other kind of wellness rituals beyond. So you've got your Keon in the morning.
Mm-hmm. I think, I try to keep it really simple.
Yeah.
It's like, it's nutrition. It's some form of like just movement throughout the day. And it's then some type of like more intense activity. So really, I'm saying from like my physical well-being. So I try to get in like 15,000, 20,000 steps a day, which a lot of people are like, whoa, that's a lot.
Yeah, but it's hard to get to 10. Yeah.
But if you prioritize like taking phone calls, walking. Honestly, COVID was one of the best things ever for me where yeah. I realized, no, I'm not going to be on the Zoom video. Like I'll be on the phone.
We had our first conversation, yeah. you were on the phone. And I was like, oh, that's cool.
And it allowed me to walk.
Yeah.
So I can walk.
You know, I started taking all my calls on the phone.
I mean,
who needs to sit in front of a Zoom? Although there is power in seeing people, but
yeah,
I think
there's
you're
power.
Right,
yeah, I mean, I mean,
facial expressions.
But
still
it's interesting for this conversation, for example. This could have been on Zoom, but in this case, I was committed to like, no, I want to like,
yeah,
I want to be in person. I want to have this conversation. Like for me, that's for real.
Yeah, connection.
You know?
Yeah,
yeah. So you know, you find the balance of that. But I think steps. I think really hitting steps every day.
Yeah,
and then I think it's finding some type of sport or more intense activity that you do like that pushes you. And like for some people, it's like play, you know, like for me, I've gotten really into Muay Thai, which is kickboxing.
Cool.
And I love basketball.
Yeah.
So it's like, those are my sports that I
love.
And
you're getting that exercise, but you're not thinking about it.
I'm not thinking about it as much. And I'm getting to be more like a kid.
Tennis,
you know?
Is that for me. Yeah.
Yeah. And so it's like, find that thing that gets you to push yourself, but you're not having to like push yourself.
Yeah.
Because you just love it.
Yeah. And within a week, you're going to be hooked, right? Because you get all that great endorphins and you're just like, let's keep this going. Hopefully. That's what happens for me often is when I get into a good routine and flow with my physical activity, then I just see it just carry on month over month. When I lose it for a few weeks like now, I've got to stroll back in, right? But it's something similar to what you said. I always tell people, move in some way every day.
Yeah.
Right? And do these one small things. Take these small right actions towards your overall well-being. Protein, aminos, well-rested, activity, exercise. My takeaways from you today. Ready? Here we go.
Okay.
Number one takeaway is that we can walk on our calls. Mm. That's my number one takeaway. Have a coffee. Start your calls on the road. Walk around. As long as you're allowed to, assuming your company lets you do that. Because these moments in our day when we just could be getting more exercise, we just sit. And so I think that's genius.
I think you'll be surprised too if you ask your team about it or talk about it. People might think you're weird at first. And then they'll be like, oh, that's actually like pretty cool. Like, yeah. And you tell them why.
Yeah.
Be like, I'm wanting to like feel better and have, you know, be healthier. And like, why don't you?
Yeah.
You know, why don't you do it too? Or we can trade. Like one of us can be on the computer and try to take the notes or lead the thing and the other one can get to walk.
That's gorgeous.
Like support each other.
I love that. Yeah. Because it's easy for me. I own my own business and everybody, I'm walking. I'm not, you know, but people that work for me, they might not be comfortable doing that. So giving them permission to walk. Yeah. The value of aminos throughout the day was something I'm taking away from this. And the value, of course, of protein, because it's benefiting everything, our brain, our gut, everything. Because for me, I can digest protein really well. And it really just saves me. Yeah. So any last messages that you want to share about longevity, wellness, anything that's like really hot for you right now? The hottest topic.
The hottest topic. I think I'm probably not like, what's the hottest topic? What's like the most cutting edge thing? And like, what's tried and true and works? And I think that what's tried and true and works is finding something you will do.
Dude. Yes. Dude. Mic drop. There we go. I know.
Yeah. People like, yo, everyone's searching for the new hot thing. And it's like, what will you actually show up and do every day?
That's right.
Either because it's not too hard or because you love it. Find that. You know, find the simple, sustainable solutions that you'll actually adhere to. Because that's worth way more than whatever new, cool, hip thing someone's selling
you. You are nailing it. You're nailing it. For two reasons. One of the other things I was going to say that I wanted to wrap up with was that just to have more fun, do the things that bring you joy. And I carry that mantra in my own world. When you lean into joy, you are led. I believe deeply in that. So finding that joy on the Zoom call or getting that walking desk or whatever it is that is going to help you be efficient in your work and your life, but also maybe take your kid for a walk after school, doing these small actions and how much that can add up. Sending prayer and energy into our food and into our morning routines.
I'm doing that one. I love the idea of
I'll send you the recording
of
it. You can listen to me every day. Actually, you know what? I'll put it in my app.
I want to get the app. I was listening to an episode before.
The app is freaking cool.
Yeah, it sounds really cool.
It's really cool. It's all these meditations and coaching lessons and it's all there just at someone's fingertips. So you could just get Kian and get meditating in the same moment. There's a Get Gabby section with all these like quick things about to overeat or gut anxiety. I can help. Now I'm going to be like starting your day. Here's how we do. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. Beautiful. Well, it's such a pleasure to meet people who have cared for their bodies and recognize that that is not just caring for your physical, but also for the spiritual and emotional side of who you are. And I really appreciate you going there in that way and opening up like that.
Well, thanks. Thanks for having me, and thank you for all that you do.
Thank you. Thank you. And now that you're on the show, I want to make sure everybody tries your products. So I love being able to give discounts to my community. And you have hooked us up with a 20% off discount for anyone who wants to try out your products. Specifically, everybody go grab the aminos. That's what I'm really swearing by right now. Go to getkeon.com/Gabby, and everyone's going to get 20% off their first order. So thank you. That's awesome. So psyched. And I'm ready to just go have a I'm going to go have a steak with my Keon in my handbag, ready to go. Steak, mommy! Thank you. This was beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Gabby.
If you made it to the end of this episode, that means you're truly committed to miracles. I'm really proud of you. If you want to get more Gabby, tune in every Monday for a new episode. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of the guidance or special bonus episodes. Your experience of this show means a lot to me, so I really want to welcome you to leave an honest review. And you can follow me on social media at Gabby Bernstein. And if you want to get in on the action, sign up for a chance to be Dear Gabby'd live at DearGabby.com. See you next week.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.